The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
We're working like heck.
And hello, good afternoon, and welcome to another stellar edition of The Drive, Football Friday edition, live in your truly hard seltzer studios. Russell Smith, Trey Wallace, punching the time clock. Jake Lester on the board this afternoon. Bear is en route. He will join when he joins. Big show lined up for you this afternoon. We'll be taking a lot of your phone calls. If you want to jump in, go ahead and take a shot. 865-546-8200. 546-8200. Good to be back in the hot seat this afternoon. Missed the show yesterday, but heard a lot of it. And, you know, I got to bed early last night. I was early to bed, early to rise, and I did not watch any of the Steelers and Browns game. And so, like most people, this is probably not a great way to wake up, but I roll over, phone alarm goes off, grab the phone, look at the phone, and go straight to social media. This is, you know, when I say it out loud, it sounds like an awful way to start the day. I really need to reevaluate.
Good way to get things rolling.
Really need to reevaluate my morning routine here.
You don't get a cup of coffee in you? You just go straight to the social media?
Yeah, straight to the social media.
I'm not going to lie. I do that too.
For like 10, 15 breaks. Minutes before I roll out of bed, just kind of slowly, groggily getting up. And evidently, I missed the big one last night.
Missed a pay-per-view boxing match.
Yeah, so the Browns win the game.
Yeah, convincingly.
The Browns win the game decisively at home against the Steelers. And as time is expiring, our old friend Myles Garrett, who for some reason in the mind of Tennessee fans, and I think this is unfair, but whatever, will forever be tied to Derek Barnett. Our old friend Myles Garrett just goes berserker on, I can't remember the guy's name.
Mason Rudolph,
from Oklahoma State, the Steelers quarterback, rips his helmet off. Rudolph goes to, I don't know what he's thinking. He's going to go fight Myles Garrett. If it were me, I would have just gotten the heck out of there. That's not his mentality. He's going after Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett takes the helmet and smashes Mason Rudolph over the head with it. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
He's lucky he hit him with the open side of
the
helmet.
He is lucky, really.
I mean, if he'd hit him like on just like the side of the helmet or
the top of it. Yeah,
the top of it, he'd have been busted open, knocked out, concussed, but he hit him on the open part, so it didn't really – it hurt, I imagine.
I'm sure it hurt, yeah.
Yeah, it hurt like hell. But
it could have been worse.
Right, it could have been a lot worse.
No, I noticed that too. I mean, it still looked just awful.
Yeah. And then Pouncey comes in like stone cold, starts getting on top of Myles Garrett, punching him, which is stupid. Why are you going to punch somebody with a helmet on? You're not accomplishing anything. And then he starts kicking him on the ground, which good for Pouncey. He's taking up for his quarterback.
But usually you see a guy – here's what's interesting about that. Usually you see a football player kicking somebody, and we don't see it very much, so it's shocking when we see it. But after you've just seen – somebody get hit in the head with a helmet on purpose that was swung with the intention of hitting the guy in the head. Seeing somebody get kicked on the ground doesn't register that much because the helmet swing is what's so shocking.
Well, yeah. And also, I mean, I give props to the offensive line for taking up because we were talking about this yesterday on the show. Jake remembers. We were talking about that Toledo versus Northern Illinois hit that the quarterback took where he was literally on his knees on the ground and the Toledo guy came, you know, just storming in and hit him right in the back of the head, full-on targeting. And you just saw Northern Illinois player just standing around not taking up for their quarterback. And then you look at last night's NFL game, Pouncey wasn't having it, man. And then all of a sudden, I forgot his name, but he got suspended for a game for the Browns. He comes off the sideline and just wrecks Mason Rudolph from behind in the end zone. He didn't even have a helmet on. He was just standing there.
Well, the Browns are a franchise that's just out of control. I mean, it's completely absurd and ridiculous. And I know they won the game. I'm not very impressed with what the Steelers have going on. And this has been the case for them for a number of years. Once Ben Roethlisberger goes out, that franchise kind of goes to crap. And I know they've been treading water pretty well this year without him. But when you get dominated by the Browns like that, to me, that's a sign that you're not good. But anyway, the latest today is Myles Garrett suspended indefinitely by the NFL, as I think they wanted to go out, you know. They wanted to go ahead and get something done immediately. Yeah. We know he's at least going to be suspended for a game, so why not just go ahead and I think they're handling it right. Just suspend him indefinitely while you sift through possible legal ramifications. You've got Mason Rudolph, his lawyer, is out there talking about the potential to I can't imagine that they would sue or something, because at the end of the day, this is still football, and you know, we have seen stuff like this before. We have seen incredibly violent fights and stuff that have nothing to do with the game. This was a little bit beyond the pale for sure. Yeah. But it'll be interesting to see once the emotion wears off here in the next 48 hours or so, towards the, you know, after the weekend, you circle back and what do you do with Myles Garrett? A lot of people saying he should be suspended for the rest of the year.
Which technically he is. The NFL came out today and in a clarification that says the minimum is the rest of the season.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I just saw indefinitely.
Yeah.
They also threw in playoffs in the case that they make it.
Right. So he's done for the regular season, and he's done if they make the playoffs. He's donezo. Bye-bye. He'll have an opportunity to come back next year.
My initial reaction is that that's probably the way it ought to be. Because how many games do the Browns have left without playoffs?
Well, that's six games.
That feels about right to me. I mean, he's an important player for that team. All accounts are he's a pretty excellent dude off the field, and this was out of character for him. That's, you know, he's forever going to be tarnished with what happened last night.
Yeah.
He's going to spend the rest of his career and life being known for that. Having him out is obviously going to have a tremendously detrimental effect on the Cleveland Browns as a football team, and whatever their chances are to make the playoffs. They probably, I don't know if they were going to, probably not going to make it anyway. Now, this probably is a pretty good nail in the coffin. My opinion, that's fair. You suspend him for the rest of the season. I think he's pretty contrite in his apology, and I'm fine with him coming back next season.
Next year.
That's a pretty stiff punishment for the guy.
Yeah, because you go the rest of the season. I don't think you're collecting a paycheck. Go into the off season. He'll have to work his way back. Look, I agree with you. By all accounts, it seems like Myles Garrett is a nice guy off the field. He just let his emotions get to him too much last night. And I will say this. Mason Rudolph was trying to rip Myles Garrett his helmet off on the bottom of that pile to start it off with. When Myles came in, got on top of Mason, Mason was trying to rip his helmet off. So, I mean, that's why I think you have to throw in a fine towards Mason Rudolph as well, and that's what they're going to do reportedly.
Who was the baseball player? Was it Juan Marichal who attacked the guy with the bat? And this is back in like the 60s or 70s, but trying to think of just like incredibly intentionally violent things that we've witnessed in sports that happen, you know, outside the whistle, but on the field or on the court or whatever. Maybe the Rudy Tomjanovich Kermit Washington punch.
Remember the hockey one?
Oh, yeah. It was a Brashear. Yeah, that's
Malice at the Palace.
Malice at the Palace. This will go down, man. I mean, like, Myles Garrett is a fantastic talent, there's no doubt about it, and he might go on to have a Hall of Fame level career, but That's one of those things. You lose your cool like that just for a split second. You swing a helmet, hit the guy in the head. Like you said at the beginning, man, like what if he had hit him with the crown of that helmet, swinging it down with all his might, full force? He probably would have knocked Mason Rudolph out cold. He could have been killed. I mean, it's not outlandish to think. It's probably unlikely, but not outlandish. Not impossible.
With everything that you've seen nowadays, too, with brain injuries, one swift knock to the head. I mean, it's tough for me when you really break it down because of just how violent it was and that we've seen instances like this in the past with different sports. You know, I don't know. In NASCAR, you see people throw a helmet at a car or a driver, which whatever, it's not going to do much. Basketball, they're fighting. Hockey, they're hitting each other with sticks and then they're throwing down and fighting. I look at this and I'll ask you this. If he threw a punch and he jacked him right in the jaw, what do you think? 3 games?
Oh, I don't know, because Myles Garrett threw a punch at a Titans player in the season opener, and I think he got a 15-yard unsportsmanlike, unnecessary roughness, but he wasn't suspended or anything. People throw punches. And
the Toledo kid that launched at the Northern Illinois player, he was charged with targeting and has to sit out the first half next week, but Toledo came out and said that they're going to go ahead and suspend him for the whole game. So he gets half a game.
LeGarrette Blount punched that kid from Boise after the game. That's a, you know, it's just strange that this happened. There's still time on the clock, right?
You're
on the field. The game is still going on. There could be another play ran potentially if the Steelers had wanted to. What do you make of the Mason Rudolph started it narrative? Does that matter?
I mean, Rudolph tried to rip his helmet off, and Garrett ripped Rudolph's helmet off, but I think the swinging was unnecessary.
Unnecessary. That's a good way of putting it. We see stuff like that, Mason Rudolph tearing at the helmet, poking at the eyes, gouging, punching guys in the crotch, stamping on feet, like all that kind of stuff. That's football. That happens every single game of football at the college, at the pro level, and you never see a guy take his swing at somebody with a helmet.
But also, you have to look at it in a sense too. All right. When have you seen? Damn, he's very loud. Getting used to
focus,
it.
Focus, Trey. It's okay.
No.
Work through it.
I was listening to it. No, but you've seen in the past where these instances of unsportsmanlike conduct and. Where did they go back last night? You weren't up, but they started
What did they do?
Albert Haynesworth. They started talking about Albert stepping on somebody's face.
Well, what did they do?
They're trying to make that comparison.
Was that the last – did they just end the game after that, or did
– I'm trying to
7 seconds left.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember
– did they toss him?
Exactly, yeah, because he got a 5-game suspension.
No, did they go back and look at the
– I'm trying to remember how that played out. The best part, look, I don't want to say the best part because you never want to see fighting. But Mason Rudolph was just kind of throwing his hands up, looking at the referee, asking him to save him. Like, what's the referee going to do? He threw a flag. He's not getting in there and stopping 6'6", Garrett.
That's not what I took it, but I did not take like Mason Rudolph asking for protection from the officials. I think he was
not
so
in
stunned
that way.
At what happened. I think he was looking at like, is this how. It's going to be. You're going to let this go down like that. Where's the flag?
It's like what happened?
I think that's what he was looking for, and obviously
Baker's comments after the game were pretty funny. I'm not going to lie. I mean, not even funny. He just came out and said it. We can't have that on our team. That's not right. Pretty. And then you had other players coming back and saying, "Dude, just shut up. Don't say anything." It's like, okay, this is getting kind of awkward.
That's a franchise that's completely out of control, right? And, not to pile on the Haslams or anything like that. But
we are, yeah.
Where's the overall direction? It's like, okay, you've got some talent on that roster. There's no doubt about it. But where's the leadership? Where's the control? Where's the direction of that team? And, I feel for the Cleveland Browns fans that have put up with that nonsense, that crap for ever since that franchise came back into existence about 20 years ago. And now they finally have what they felt like was a roster that could compete in the National Football League. And they've had to watch just a complete and total clown show all year long. There's going to be another coaching change. They've had about a billion of them. And it's got to get really old. It's probably strikingly similar to being a Tennessee Vol fan.
Yeah, I loved last night in the press conference, Freddie Kitchens.
Freddie Living Room.
He was asked four or five questions about the incident. Then he just started naming off players.
Yeah, I haven't been asked
I haven't been asked a single question about Bob. It's clueless. Like, you're not getting asked any other questions besides this.
Just absolutely clueless. All right, stay with us. First time out. We'll come right back. Your phone calls, 865-546-8200. If you've got thoughts on that, and what do you think the appropriate response is by the league towards Myles Garrett, your phone calls coming up right here on The Drive, Fan Run Radio. The Drive's podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group today at 865-566-0800. Applying for disability can be very tedious. Having an experienced attorney on your side makes it easy. Call Disability Advantage Group, 865-566-0800, or visit online at dag-us.com.
I told you there'd be shows like this. This is The Drive.
Well, the temperatures are dropping. Don't get left out in the cold this winter. Get a Generac automatic standby generator from Lloyd's Electric Service, and you'll be protected in case the power goes out. Man, could have used one of these back in the blizzard of 93. Lloyd's Electric Service and their LES Facility Service Division provide complete generator sales, service, and installation in Knoxville and the surrounding areas. To find out more, visit LloydsElectricService.com. That's LloydsElectricService.com. You can call them any time of day at 865-692-6700. Lloyd's Electric Services, your business, our priority. Wrapping up hour number one, a heated hour number one edition of the show.
It's your fault.
Here on The Drive. It usually is. Missouri will be 3 to 3.5 point favorites with Bryant back. Our resident gambling degenerate Tyler Wyatt says on Twitter.
That could be a trap game for Florida.
Says Vols are 15.5 point favorite over Vandy at Superbook USA. Florida's going to beat Missouri's brains out. Is that game up at Mizzou?
Yep.
Is Kelly Bryant back?
Yep. I think that back, huh?
No, I'm not. I'm really not.
I think
they're obviously better with him, but you know he didn't help them win at Vanderbilt or Kentucky. So,
that's a good point.
What are we talking about?
Hey, I hope you have a good weekend.
You too, Trey. Enjoy
your
show.
Be looking for an article to drop tonight. Probably around midnight.
All right.
Just throwing that out there.
Trey has something maybe UT basketball related coming out at fanrunradio.com.
That was a nice tease.
Stay with us. Hour number two coming up.